This is what Rabbah holds. Rav Chisda, what does Rav Chisda say? Ad Rabbah. Rav Chisda holds just the opposite way. Lead the Chisda. I'm going to make the drush of these psukim just the opposite way. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, V'chol Orol. Hidashins Kula Orla Posla Miksosalai Posla. That's true. That B'shah Shchita Koponim, if you have in mind to shecht only for the Manasta Orol, then the Korban is Posla. If you have in mind for both of them, Orol and Mila, then it's kosher. Avuz Rikom. The Chisda said, B'mashenkim B'shah Zrikom, Afilo Miksosanami Posla. I'll tell you, even a mixas, even if you think Peshah Zrika for both of them, for the people that have a bris milah, and for the people that don't, still by Zrika it's more common than it's possible. That's what Rav Chisda holds. So he tell you, maybe you'll tell me, who are din l'Zrika? No. Zrika shall have the same halacha, the yad yika kul orlo loy posla. Maybe it's only possible if you have 100% machshava only for the arelim. But when you have a machshava for both of them, maybe b'shah zrika should be kosher, just like it's kosher b'shah shchito. Talmud Leima, here's the post. The post says, Zois. It says here what Zois, Zois chukas ha-pesach. So we saw dashin, Zois means shchituhu to miktsasa le-poslam. Only by shchitu do we have this kula to say that when is there a machshava if you think for the oral, if you only think for the relim. But if you think for a mixas oral and a mixas gemalta, then it's kosher. But that's only b'shas shchito, halt Rav Chisda. Avul zrika, mashenke b'shas zrika, afilu mixas le'poslo. Even a mixas also passes. Hey, so b'shas zrika, you have a mind, you're making this kapara for the arelim and for the gemalta, still it's possible. That's what Rav Chisda learns. V'chi taima meik, he asked the question, why? O my churma des zrika. What's the chumra? Where do we find Zrika is more chumra than Shchita? So we say now, B'shah Shchita, if you think for both of them, for the Arelim and for the Gemalta, it is kosher. It's only B'shah Zrika that it's possible. Why should I say that? The Teretz is, T'lei mikva pigul elu b'zrika. The loch of pigul is only chal B'shah Zrika. So Rashi explains this, real to a little shver pshat, but the loch of pigul is like this. B'shem, when we see Zvachim, pigul is, that we're saying now there are four avoidas of the kabonis. There's either the shchita, there's either the kabolas adam, or else the halacha, you walk with the blood to the mizbeach, and then you make the shah zrika. You make the zrika. During any one of these four times, these four avoidas, if the kohen has in mind that he's going to do an achila, shloi dizmanoi, it becomes pigum. Achila means either zrika's dam on the mizbeach, or else when you're going to eat the meat, or else by putting the fats agav your mizbeach. All these three things are called achilas. Either it's called achilas mizbeach or it's called achilas odim. So b'shah shchita, you have in mind that you can do this zrika the third day or tomorrow. That makes it pigul. Now, let's say b'shah kabbalah you have no machshava, b'shah halacha no machshava, and b'shah zrika you have no machshava. Then the halacha is after you finish all dalar avoidis, it's chal pigul in the korban. For pigul to be chal, you have to do all four avoidis. And all four avoidas really have to be kosher avoidas. The only thing could be wrong with it is if you think, shalei dizmanai. I think now that I'm going to eat it, or I'm going to make this zrika, or I'm going to burn the fats at the wrong time. If that was the only machshav you had wrong, then it's chal pigul. But let's say, b'shah shchita, you had in mind the machshav is pigul. B'shah shchita, whoever made the shchita, he thought in mind that he's going to eat the meat 3 days from now. Now, later, b'shah kabbalah, let's say the kohen had another machshava. He had a machshava shinu bailam. He had a machshava shloi l'shmoi. He had another machshava that passed the korban. Then the halacha is pigul is not chal. Pigul is only chal if really all the kavonis, all the avoidis were done by kashrus. The only thing that was wrong is only he had a machshava pigul. But if you have another machshava involved, then the korban is not pigul. That's halacha. But pigul is a real interesting halacha. Really, you did all four avoidis the right way. You really made a korban. Just that since you had the wrong machshava of eat it the wrong time, you make this korban a korban of pigul. But if you have another bad machshava b'shas one of the dalal avodis, it's not chal pigul in the korban. So Mamelo, when could pigul be chal? Only after you make this rika. After you finished all dalal avodis, and now we see that the only bad machshava he had was only a machshava of pigul chus nizmanoi, then it's chal pigul. But if you would have had another machshava b'shas rikam, it wouldn't become pigul. So Rashi explains that way means pigul chal b'shas rikam means at the end of the zrika, then we could see and look back. Were these four avoidas done? Yes. that what machshava you had wrong, only that you can eat it at the wrong time, then it's chal pigl. So the kitzah pigl is chal b'shas, pigl is chal b'shas zrika. So therefore, zrika has a chumra to it. So therefore, that's what chizd is for here also. That zrika makes it that if you have a machshava to make the zrika of the korban pesach lemnuyav larelim and gamalta, the korban is still possible. Even though b'shas shkita you have the machshava only for both of them, it's kosher. But zrika tak is more chumra. Zrika is worse. So there's the machlokes Rab and Rav Chisda. How did dashen these two psukim? Is the pasuk saying that Zrika has no machshavas oral altogether? And Rav Chisda says just the opposite. The pasuk is telling us Zrika has a more of a machshava, that b'shas Zrika, even if you think for both of them, still is possible. So more maski v'lor Ravashi. Ravashi is a kashim. Mimai dahai v'chol orol kulei mashma. What's the raya from the pasuk says v'chol orol lo yoichol boy? You're telling me that it's only possible the korban if you think 100% only for the orol. How do you know that? Dil mahai v'chol orol mashma kol du orol orlo. Maybe even if you only have a thought that just one of them is the orol, even though you think the other 10 people that are gemalta, you think for all of them, still the korban is possible. V'chol orol means even if a koldu, even if just one of the people are an oral, also the korban is kosher. Because how do we know to make the akdom yet to say that v'chol oral means only posel kuloi, but miksosi is kosher? How do you know that? V'chol oral could mean even koldu, even a little bit of the oral, also posels. So mainly this can't be shot in the drushes. This can't be the machlokes Rabban or Chisda. Tomorrow says like this, Rav Ashi learns the pshat like this. Then the Torah says zois no, the yadika kul orlo loy poslo. Maybe that's pshana tu psukim. From the second pasuk of a chol orol, I would think even a miksas orol apostles. Even if you think full 10 and 5 have a meal and 5 don't, from chol orol I would think it is poslo. Talmud loy mezois. The first pasuk says zois chukas apostles. Tell me no. That only kuloi pasels. Mashenkein, loishna b'shchitav, loishna b'zrikam. There should not be any difference whether you have this thought, b'shah shchitam, whether you have a b'shah zrikam. In both cases, if you only think for the oral, the korban should be posel. But when you think for both of them, the korban should be kosher. This is Rav Ashi's kashem. Where do you see here a machlekes Rabbi and Chisda? How do they both learn the drasha from this posel? This posel, you don't see anything. You can't see from this posel a chilek between Shchita and Zrika. So if Rav Ashi doesn't like, that's not the machlokes Rab and Rav Chisda. So Rav Ashi says like this, Elo Amar Rav Ashi, Rashi learns like this, Rav Chisda v'Rabba, the machlokes Rav Chisda v'Rabba, b'hai kroa kemiflagi. It's a machlokes in another pasuk. Again, the machlokes is that you have in mind b'shah Zrika of a Korban Pesach, the kohen that's doing his Zrika, he has in mind it should be done for an oral. He wants an oral, the person that doesn't have a bris milah, he should get kapara from this korban. So Rav Chisda said, yes, it's possible. And Rabbi says, no, it's kosher. What's the machlokes told him? So Rav Ashi says like this. There's a machlokes b'hai kroa kemiflagi. The pasuk says, v'nir tzoloi l'chaper olav. That you used to, when you bring a regular, this is going to vayikra aleph, but a regular korban oila. When you bring a korban, usually it's brought for a kapara, you want to get forgiveness. So v'nir tzoloi, the korban is mechaper lechaper olov upon you. So we darshin olov on you means the owner of the korban for lo yachaveri and not on his friend. What does it mean the friend? Of course the friend doesn't get a kapara. So it means this is called the psul of shinu bailim. If the koyin b'shas he was doing one of the dalar avoidis, he had in mind he's doing the shchito or the kabbalah or the loch or the zrika, not for Ruvain, that's the owner of this korban oila, but rather he wants the kapara to go to Shimon, even though he only has it in mind, b'shas, these dalar avodis, this taka, there's no kapara for the bailim. That's called the psul of shinu bailim. Olav lo yachaveroi. You're not allowed to think for the kapara should go to his friend. Shrash learns like this. Uvai kro pligi. Ukeshi eschapru boya relim de komar, shein menuya olav komar. The machlekes Rabban Rechiz is talking about that you had in mind b'shas shchita or b'shas rika to make this rika for this other oral that wasn't appointed. He's not part of the korban altogether. So what's the psul then? Really, the psul is not because he's an oral, but the psul is because he's not minam luyev. He's not from the people that own this korban pesach. But let's say you have these 10 people, they bought this korban pesach. And you had in mind for the 5 people that had a bris milah. You had in mind to make this rika for the other 5 people that don't have a bris milah. Shebem lavadim devikulas rikol arelim minuyav the kuliyami posel. I'll tell you, everybody holds in such a case it's posel. In other words, Rav Ashi is saying everybody holds that really b'shas rika there is a psul larelim. If you think b'shas rika again, if you have this korban of Pesach that has 10 people that own it, 5 of them have a bris milah, 5 of them don't have a bris milah. If you're going to think now b'shas rika only for the 5 that don't have a bris milah, I've added the korban is posel. Because since these people own the korban, they are the bailim of the korban, so if you think for only the arelim, that's a paslus. But here we're talking about, no, there are only 5 people that own this korban, and all of them have a bris milah. Now, b'shas rika, the kohen thought, for a different 5 people, that those 5 people are arelim. Is there a psul shino bailim here or not? That's the machlekes. The Rashi says, uva arelim shenim menuyim. Here the machlekes says, you had in mind these 5 people that are oral that were not appointed. They do not own this korban pesach. And what's the psul then? It's like a shino bailim. You have in mind now for somebody else that was not appointed in this korban pligi. The machlekes is in this pasuk. The pasuk says lechaparolov haynu zrika. Olav loy al azurik l'shem chaverim. That the kapara from the korban comes b'shas rika, and it has to be done for the owner of the korban. But if you have in mind for another person, then the owner does not get the kapara from the korban. So that's this pasuk. So Rabbi says like this: Rabbi savar chaveroy dumididei. The chaver has to be just like you. Mahu, just like you. The ba kapara, you're a person that needs a kapara. Is av chaveru the ba kapara. In order to have a psul shino bailim, what passes the korban? If the kohen thinks peshas the zrika, not the zrika should help for Reuven, the owner of the korban, but rather the zrika should help for Shimon. Now, Shimon is such a person that really could get a kapara from this korban. He's also somebody that needs a korban oila. He's also somebody that needs a korban chatis. He's also someone who needs a korban shlomim, whatever korban you're talking about. Since that person has shaykhus to this korban, we say it's chal l'shinu bailim, that person now, like, becomes the owner of this korban, and the first bailim lose out. That's when there's a psul l'shinu bailim. That Rabbi Dashin, chaveroi dumididei. The chaver, this other person you're thinking, has to be just like you. Mahu debakapura, av chavero debakapura. Lafuke hayoro. Mashenkin here, the nafkamino. If you have these 5 people that own the Korban Pesach, and they're Gemalta, so they have a right to bring the Korban Pesach could be chal for them. Now the Koyim B'Shas Rika thought that this Korban should be mechaper for another 5 people, but those 5 people are Arelim. They don't have a Bris Milah. Are they Roy for the Korban Pesach? No. A normal is not allowed to bring the Korban Pesach. Since they're not Roy for the Korban Pesach, the Locher is, it's not chal Psul Shino Bailim. There's no Psul Shlel Muyev. Shalom Lemuyah could only be chal if you think for another 5 people that if they would be able to make a Korban Pesach, then it would be chal apatlis Shalom L'Shem Bailim. But since now you thought these other 5 people that don't have a Bris Milah, so b'chal they're not roy for the kapara of a Korban Pesach, there's no psul shino bailim. So even though you thought Peshas Rika, you want these other 5 people to get the kapara, but since those 5 people are not able to bring a Korban Pesach, it's not chal the psul of shino bailim. In other words, the way Shino Bailim works is, it's as if you're saying you want this korban to belong to that Bailim, and it should be mechaper of him. So if it could be mechaper of him, then we look as if he's the Bailim, the gay to what? That it takes off the shame of the first person. But only if the second people could get a shame on the korban. But if these 5 people are Arelim, they don't have a Bris Milah, they can't bring a korban Pesach, they can't get a shame on this korban Pesach. Therefore, the korban is still kosher for the first Bailim. That's the way Rabbi dashes. So Mora says, Lafuke hai oru, Lafuke hear this oru, the lav bakaparu. If you had a mind to make this rika for these other people that are Reilim, since they're not roy for Korban Pesach, it doesn't shaf any paslas. For Rav Chisda Savanor, Rav Chisda says like this, Hi Orom, he also says, V'nir tzeloi olav v'loi achaveroi, and olav has to be doomed to the day. But here, Rav Chisda holds like this, though. Hi Orom, this other person that's an Orom, Nami, he's also able to bring a Korban Pesach. Why? Kivon de bar chiyuvihu, bar kaporu. Since the remnant is a bar chiyuvi, this person's a Yid, he's a Yisrael, he has a chiyuv to bring a Korban Pesach. Now what's wrong, what's stopping him? He doesn't have a bris milah. So Kol Zman he didn't make a bris milah, he can't bring the Korban. But really he has a chiyuv to bring the Korban. And really he could make a bris milah. And if he would make the bris milah first, he could bring the Korban. So Rechiz Lod is far from Hoyle. So Rechiz says, Hi Aro Nami, Kivon, the Bar Chiyuvayu, Bar Kaporuhu, Hoyle di boy Mesaken Avshay, because he could be Mesaken himself, he could fix himself up. He could make a bris on himself. If he would make a bris upon himself, then he would have a chiyuv to bring Korban Pesach, and he would be a bar kapara. So Rav Chisda holds from the svara of Hoyle, even though right now that he's an oral, he can't have a kapara from the Korban Pesach, but since he could do something to fix himself up, we look as if he did it already, and he's called in the parsha of a bar kapara, he's a bar Korban Pesach. That's Rav Chisda's svara. And Rava holds no. Rava says, I don't say the svara of Hoyle. Right now, he doesn't have a bris milah. He's not worth having a Korban Pesach. There's no psul shloim luyav by such a person. That's the machlokes. So it's a machlokes if you say the svara of Hoyle or not. Without, he could have fixed himself up. Do we consider as if he's fixed up now or not? For the Gemara, Omeyistel Rav Chisda Hoyle, is that true? Does Rav Chisda hold the svara from Hoyle? For if we learn just the opposite. For it, my Gemara and Beitzim. Ho'oife me yomtiv l'chil. If somebody bakes on Yom Tov, he has in mind now, he wants to eat this cake tomorrow, a weekday. So, Rav Chisda Rama Leiker. Rav Chisda says he's over in Yisra D'Raisa, he's baking on Yom Tov, he gets Malkus. Even though you're allowed to cook and bake on Yom Tov, that's only for the purpose of eating it today on Yom Tov. But if you have in mind to eat it tomorrow for Choyl, there's a love, you're not allowed to cook, you're not allowed to do a Malacha on Yom Tov. Rabbi Rama Leiner Leiker. Rabbi says, no, Midiraisa, you don't get Malkus. Midirabonin, it's also, but Midiraisa, you don't get Malkus. Why not? Rabbi Gomorrah Loika, Rabbi says you don't get Malkus Amrina on Hoyle. Rabbi says we say as far from Hoyle. What does that mean? Hoyle if. E Mikloy Le Orchim. Let's say he would get a lot of visitors coming to visit him now. Now he's talking about now on Yom Tov afternoon. He already finished his afternoon Suda. So now he's going down to bake himself a 5 pound cake. After you finish your Suda, he's baking it for tomorrow. So it's awesome. Rabbi says, no, you don't get Malkus. Because it's possible, maybe some guests will come into the house now in the afternoon. And now that you have guests, what are you going to do? You're going to serve them this cake. So it's possible to say that the cake you're baking now will be used on Yom Tov. So since it's possible to say it will be used on Yom Tov, you don't get Malkus. We always consider as if you're cooking and baking for Yom Tov, and you don't get Malkus Midiraisa. That's the Svara of Hoyle. That's Rabbi's Svara. Is Hashtanami Chodile. For Leilok, you don't get Malkus. Rav Chisda Rama no Leiker. Rav Chisda says, yes, you do get Malkus. Why? Lo Yamrinan Hoyle. I don't say this for Rav Hoyle. Right now, you're cooking this big cake. I'm going to ask you to tomorrow on a Monday, a regular weekday. Even though it's possible if guests would come in, you'd serve it to them. So what? Right now, no guests came in, and right now, you're not serving it to them. I don't say this for if. So, you see just the opposite. You see, Rabba does not say this for if. And Rav Chisda does say the svar of if. And here we're saying just the opposite. Of the Gemara, Fishklei with the Rabba Lakasha. On Rabba and Rabba have no kasha. The Chur, what's the stira? That here, if you bake from Yom Tov to Choyl, Rabba says you don't get Malkus. Because I said the svar of Choyl. Maybe guests would come in. So if you tell me now you do say the svar maybe, so why don't we say here also before by Oral? Why don't we say that if you made the Zrik of the Korban Pesach, our manas, these five people that are Relim should have a kapara, we're saying it doesn't pass according to Rava. Why? Because since these people are Relim, they're not Roy to being a Korban Pesach, their shame is not Chal on a Korban Pesach. Why don't we say here also Hoyle? If they would make a bris milah, they would be Roy. Just like you're saying here, if guests come in, then we'll say the cooking is done for the guests. So Marcel's poshut. Fine, you bris milah, you're missing a big maisa. To do a bris milah is not so easy. Frati's an older person now. It's a big maisa to do. That Rabbi says we don't set a svara of hoyle if. Who says he'll make a bris milah? He didn't make one until now. Who says he's going to do one? To do such a strong maaseh like a bris milah, that we don't say. So look at him the way he is right now. Right now, this person is an Orum. Is he right to bring a Korban Pesach? No. He's not a Baka Purim. So therefore, if the Kayin that was shechting these people, the first five, the kosher people's Korban, I'm going to ask that the other five people should get a Kapurim. Since they're not right to bring a Korban Pesach, they don't pass them. Because the Pesach says, Olov, we dash in Olov, V'loyach HaVeirei, doing it in the day. It's only your friend that could also have a kapara from the korban. Mashenkin and Oro can't have a kapara from korban Pesach. There's no pasles. That's Rabbis for him. Mashenkin guess, that's not a big maisa. You don't have to do anything special. Maybe guests will walk in by themselves. So since it's a svara, maybe guests could come in. As long as they could come in, with the raisa, there's no iser. With the rabbonim tak, it's still also to cook from yontif to choyom. That's the racha why when we cook from yontif to Shabbos, we make an erev tashilim. Even though midiraisa it's mutter to cook from yontif to Shabbos because you say it's for avhoyl, but midirabbanan though it's still osur. It's only mutter with an error of tafshilin. But this is a teretz to Rabba. Ba'akov baruch retik gemara el the Rav Chizda Rav Chizda kasha. But the chur is a stira now in Rav Chizda. Here Rav Chizda says you don't say hoyl. Madoch he doesn't say an easy hoyl that maybe guests will come in. So it's not considered you're cooking for hoyl. No, we don't say maybe if guests will come. Right now you bake this cake. For tomorrow, you get malchus for it. So how could Rav Chizda say here, when you're making the zrika for this Korban Pesach, I'll manas that these people that are relim should have a kapara? Yes, they're considered a kapara. Either or no room. So how could Rav Chizda, because maybe they'll make a bris milah. I, it's a kasha. Madach, you don't say a posture to maisa. You shouldn't say a strong maisa. And for the Gemara, Amri, I'll tell you like this. Ki lesta Rav Chizda hoyol lekula lechumri islay. Together, Rav Chizda Taka holds that Lakula, to be maker with the Svar of Hoyl, he doesn't say. In other words, really, he does know from the Svar of Hoyl. Of Lechumri Islay, to say Lechumra, that the Korban should be Pasul, then he does say. So here, by Korban Pesach, to Pasul the Korban Pesach, to go Lechumra, he does hold the Svar of Hoyl. Mashenkin, when you're baking on Yom Tif to Hoyl, there he holds you get Malkus. You want to say Svar of Hoyl, Lakula, that you don't say. So Tais explained, what does it mean, Lakula and Lechumra?
He doesn't know the Svara if.
No, nothing if. It depends how you are right now. Therefore, if you bake on Yom Tov with a machshava, you're baking for tomorrow for Chol, the Lachar is taki, you get Malkus. We don't say if guests will come in. Right now, no guests. Guests came in. You're baking now for tomorrow. Midiraisa, you get Malkus. That's Rav Chizda Svarim. Just midirabbanan, though, you do say the Svar of Hoyl, where it's legit to be machmer upon the person. So here by Korban Pesach, that's what Rav Chizda says, that if the Kohen B'Shaz Rika had in mind that I'm making this Rika now, that those five people over there that were not appointed on the Korban, they're just Arelim. I want them to get the kapara, so to Chizda, yes, the psul is chal. Why is the psul chal? I right now they're not right for the korban, for the kapara. The teretz is, but the rabbanon though we choshed, maybe say hoyl if that person would fix himself up and make a bris milah, he would be right for korban pesach. He is called the bar kapara, since he's called the bar kapara, therefore we leave him alone and say it is posul. That's what Chizda is for him. So that's where Rav Ashi learns the machloek is Rav Chizda and Rabba.
All right, we'll stop here.